50.
All right. There's no clocks around here, by the way, which is kind of, you know, people lose track of time. They just enjoy themselves as they
come here.
And get some. I'm still a little, I'm calming down a little bit, you know, Craig. I was hitting some of the colors on the buttons, on the screens. I hit the 10 twice.
Very good.
And then the very next shot was like way off the target. So I'm working on it there. Did I look okay? Did you take a photo?
Oh, yeah. I did. It's up on our Facebook page.
No, really?
Everybody should weigh in.
Yeah. My stance, probably not good. My shoulders, my legs should
be separate.
I don't
know. We didn't talk about that.
Right?
Maybe you need to take a course and get
knees
that.
Knees bent, right? Isn't that
I don't know.
Doesn't that work for everything? Knees bent. Can't go wrong if you have your knees. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure. Joining us in studio, on location here. Is Tony Tominek, who's with Avon Lake Historical Society.
Sherry Spencer.
And Sherry, hello. How are you? We'll try to, if you need to shout something into the microphone.
We need you a little closer, Tony. And maybe Terry, our engineer. Terry, can you bring the handheld over here?
I could just pull the cord like I'm fishing out on the lake and see if I can grab something. And what I catch. Of course, you hear the loud noise of it coming through. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things with the Avon Lake Historical Society.
Okay.
What are some of your focuses right now or things that you're involved with?
Well, thanks for inviting myself and Sherry. Right now, we are spending a great deal of energy on building a museum for the community, for the region. It's called Beach Park Station Railway, and it's a regional museum based on the Lakeshore Electric that once ran from Cleveland to Detroit. And back in 1896, the building up here was built and it became their flagship building. So we're putting a lot of energy into museum building, but we're doing concerts right now. We're very busy in trying to stay active in the community. It's what we do.
Of course, you've been over, last 18 months or whatever, activity changed, how your plans are. Everything is just sort of quieted down. So, and you lose momentum when you have something like that happen with people.
Well, Sherry, why don't you tell them about what we've been doing?
Well, we missed an opportunity during COVID, of course. Last October, we were going to do a play that is based on something deeply entrenched in Avon Lake, Prohibition, the 20s.
Okay.
And it was a play that was all about smuggling. Because that's what happened right along the lakeshore here, and that's the rum runners.
Yes,
exactly,
right?
Okay. Exactly. It was a night at the Black Whale. The Black Whale really did exist in Avon Lake in the 20s, and it was a speakeasy / roadhouse. So, playing off of that, we had a cast of characters that were going to reenact some of the activities as we envisioned them having happened back in the 20s: the rum running, sneaking the booze, the how you serve your patrons surreptitiously. And we were going to do it at Crist Winery to make it even more authentic. Have the bar open with some wine, opportunity for our patrons to come and enjoy a little wine and listen to the benefits of being able to purchase alcohol in Avon Lake now freely and legally. So we're hoping to be able to put that back together again and offer that this October.
So what you're doing, in effect, is bringing history into the present day, making that history come alive now.
Yes, yes. And it's really, Sherry and I did a series of, we call a minute of history or two videos. During COVID, we couldn't get together. So we shot video, and her and I would do a Zoom and record it. And we would talk about little snapshots of history of Avon Lake. And we had a lot of fun doing it. We still are doing them, in fact.
We haven't 38
of those mothers, yeah. and we always jokingly say it's a minute or two of Avon Lake history, but it probably was more like 15.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell a story about somebody's head getting bashed on the lake because of a prohibition, a boat being smuggling booze in. There's just a lot of history here.
You mentioned the rail car.
Yes, sir.
Beyond driving past it or walking around it, can people actually go in it?
Well, currently it's not open to the public. We're hoping behind that area where the rail car is, that's a baggage car. We call it 38, number 38. We also have behind that building the last car that ran on the Lakeshore Electric Railway, May 15th, 1938, car 167, moved from Cleveland to I think its final destination might have been west of here, but it was saved and brought back, and we're trying to raise money to restore that. That's a passenger car. But there's so much history, you know, in this community. I jokingly call it Avon Lake Mayberry because it's that small town kind of feel. But our history is rich in prohibition and German grape growing. There's still two working wineries here in Avon Lake, all part of our history. And many people who live here don't even know that Electric Boulevard was once the rail bed for the Lakeshore Electric Railway, and that's how it got its name. So I've learned a lot, and Sherry has been an amazing addition, and she teaches me about our history.
We learned, Craig and I learned a lot. We're doing something related to Elyria, and we, not to switch on that, but their fountain that they put a new fountain in the Ely Square. Previously, 100 years ago, they used to have an alligator that lived in that thing, and it would spend the winters at the firehouse. So you have these odd stories of history, you know, in different communities, and you're thinking, how could that even be possible?
Well, that one's probably not all that odd, because didn't we have an alligator here in Avon Lake?
We had Alligator Bill.
Alligator Bill.
Ooh, what? This isn't a guy that travels.
Here we go.
To that. Is this one of your stories that you told?
Go for it.
No, Bill Harrison was, well, I'm a little older, and he was older than me. I'm sure he's gone, but Bill had an alligator in his house in a bathtub. And he had a monkey, and everybody in the hood knew that his nickname became Alligator Bill. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stories like that. And, you know, the beauty of a small community like this is I once had someone tell me that Avon Lake didn't have any history. And all communities have history, and ours is no different than anybody else's. It's just I've been in this community for four generations. My great-grandfather is buried in Bay, and the stories that I remember are we're all dying, you know, and those once we're gone, those stories aren't going to, they're going to go with us. So I feel it important that we capture all the stories. Sherry's written how many books?
Three
books capturing our history. And I'm real happy with doing it. It's fun to do, and I'm retired now, so I have a little bit of time.
Well, you see the people that propelled the city to where it is now. There's always, it gets handed off to different generations, right. And they deal with the issues of the day and the world issues that are happening, and sometimes there's this local story that has a interesting connection to it. Before we let you guys go, I wanted to know what you could give us information of the power plant is going to be.
It's going to be or what it's been?
Well, it's been, right? And, I mean, it's a fixture that people even not in Avon Lake see this thing from a distance, or they'll see the plumes of smoke coming out of that as well.
What it's been was it took over what used to be Beach Park, where the recreation mecca was. This is where the Lakeshore Electric Railway was bringing people from east and west. It was a giant playground, much like Cedar Point. They had boating and swimming and baseball.
A carousel.
Teams, a carousel, a boardwalk, a card reader, something a little out there like that, but drew people from all over. Everything from Sunday school groups to the horseshoe makers to pharmacists and doctors, all kinds of people would come out here to play, and that's where the power plant is presently situated. So power plant now, I don't know, Tony.
Well, it was built, the current original building was built in 1926 by the Lakeshore Electric Railway. The Lakeshore Electric Railway built the power plant and the water plant because they needed that to run a railway. And recently, it's been in the news, and all I know is that the original building, when they begin raising the old building and remediating all the things that need to be done, that the original building is going to be maintained. So I had a tour of it a few weeks back, and it's an incredible building because the architecture and the stuff that's inside of that building is 1926, and it's like no other building. So I was really happy to hear that we were going to save that building and that whole end of town. I call it Stop 65, but if I say that to people, they have no idea what I'm talking about. And I don't even know how to call it now, but in fact, we're having a...
Why Stop 65?
It was 65th stop. Avon Lake was all the stop numbers. All the old-timers like myself, we refer to, like, Veterans Park on 83. That's Stop 56. And my family, everybody growing up, always knew if I was going to Stop 65, that was the shopping center. That meant we were going to go buy stuff, you know. And so I once told one of the Eagle Scouts that was helping us restore some of those stop numbers, I said, I'll meet you up at Stop 65. I want to get a picture of you in front of one of the cars. And 15 minutes later, he called me and he wanted to know where Stop 65 was because he had no clue.
So were there nine?
I'm talking to my phone and asked for Stop 65. Where did you go?
Were there nine stops then between Route 83 and Miller Park, basically?
56. Avon Lake's first stop was 39, and that's on the Bay Village border.
Yeah.
And they went all the way to 67 on Lake Road. And we repainted them as an Eagle Scout project. When the Lakeshore Railway System, I'm telling you a long story here. I'll make it as short as possible. When they folded in 38, the same people started the Lakeshore bus line. And rather than reinvent the wheel, they took the stops away from the tracks and moved them to Lake Road. And so all the old-time Avon Lakers know everything geographically by stop numbers. And if you go up to the end of Miller Road and you look at the boat ramp there, there's an orange airplane.
Mm-hmm.
That says Stop 43 on it because that's where it originally was, which was the other end of town. So obviously I'm passionate about it.
No, but it's fascinating certain things, and it makes you look at a town differently. Even just traveling down the road, you'll have a different things. And you now explained why I saw those rail cars. I went up to pick a pizza up the other day, and I was in the lot for this thing, and I thought, I don't remember these things being here. At least I'm not sure how long ago you brought those there. And I thought, I wonder if I can go up and look inside. I'm always intrigued by any kind of rail cars that are sort of just set up there.
Well, and that's why we believe that the Avon Lake Historical Society are working to build this museum. But we're not necessarily calling it Avon Lake History Museum because the only people that would go to that will be me and Sherry. But if it was a Beach Park Railway and it talks about that, think about this. In 1920s, we had an electric train system that went from Cleveland to Detroit and it went 60 miles an hour. No pollution. Think about that. If that was still in existence today, think how much money that would be worth.
Yep.
But it's, you know, we got into buses and cars, and that put them out of business.
Everybody wanted to sort of go their own way.
Yeah,
Not go with everybody else. But it's fascinating to see. And who knows, at some point they may put some sort of a – everybody's trying to figure out how to connect everybody on a mass transit set up. So if people want to find out more about what's happening at the Tony and Sherry Historical Society
– Oops.
How do we go finding it?
Well, we have a really good social media presence. We are currently reworking our website, but our email is avonlakehistoricalsociety.org. We do have a website and there's a phone number on it, but we're in the middle of transitioning our website. We're trying to update it. So it's, you know, go to our website, right, which is, again, Avon Lake Historical Society.
Okay. They can probably see some of those talks, maybe?
Yeah. Well, and the city has partnered with us, and they carry all of our videos on their website. And, you know, it's amazing. We have a great relationship with the city, and they've been really helpful in keeping us. We're having concerts to promote, to raise money. And, in fact, on July 3rd, we're having a Neil Diamond tribute band, and it's all free. And all you can do is come, and then we walk around, we say, hey, how about $20, you know? Give us a few bucks. We're taking the risk with all the music. But you know what? If I'm hoping that we can open this museum in spring of 2022.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in today and joining us as we continue our spotlight on Avon Lake. You have news coming up, also the mayor a little bit later, and we'll find out a little bit of what's happening at the library as well as the schools here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court has revived a lawsuit that challenged California's law requiring